Sunday. Yes, Jerianne, it's beautiful out.
It is.
I saw you pivot your head to look. I thought I was going to keep turning. Exorcist style. Just don't puke on me. Pretty nice. Pretty nice. And it's Free For All Friday. Here are the rules. And there are no rules. You can talk about whatever you want, except Free For All Friday. Whoa. 539-9750 or 238-0975.
That's pretty trippy.
It's a Fight Club reference, too.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. You're first up. Go ahead.
Yes. I was actually wondering a few, probably like half a year ago, there are these girls that called in, and they had this crazy little song for you. I wondered if you still had it, because it was hilarious. I'd like to hear it before I go to work.
Is it possible that it's the High Lady?
No.
It's not?
It was these girls, and they were all Stooks, 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 and they were singing this little song for
you. I think that was the High Lady. Stooks in the morning, Stooks in the evening, Stooks in the summertime. That one? Stooks, 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 we love you, Stooks. That one?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you.
You think I can... Eek. You know how many High Lady bits there are? How many times she's called in since?
I bet a lot.
Over the last 2 years? Here's a High Lady singing something.
I think what he meant was keep smiling. I'll be at your side forevermore.
Sing it, girlfriend.
That's what friends are for.
Yeah. That's what I like.
In good times.
Yeah.
And bad times, that's what, the word before me, that's what he meant. Something like that.
Okay, I don't think that was it. Huh, I'm gonna have to do some digging on this, so. I don't think, geez, she has sung, now that I think about it, she has sung a lot of stuff. I'm gonna have to dig on that one, so, give me some time. I mean, seriously, you search for the High Lady, there's a thousand things, it's just the screen is full. Of stuff. Okay. All right. So we'll get more High Lady and try to see if we can get that song up for you. 539-9750 or 238-0975. A weird Free For All Friday request there, but I dig. Go ahead.
My boyfriend has a baby on the way with somebody, and her mother came pounding on my door last night at about midnight, so I called the cops, and I got a ticket a couple months ago and couldn't read the dates on the ticket. So when the cops came into my house, I ended up going to jail last night
because there's
a warrant out for my arrest for my ticket. So they started something and I went to jail.
Oh, that sucks.
Yes, it does.
When did you get out of jail or how long were you in there for?
A couple hours. My boyfriend bailed me out.
How'd that go?
It went fine. It wasn't too bad, but he's leaving in a week to Afghanistan as well.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah.
Fun times for you, huh?
Loads, considering they start it and I get put in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Man, I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Is this speeding tickets?
Yeah, it was one speeding ticket, and when the cop wrote the ticket out, he wrote it where I couldn't read anything. The people at the jail last night couldn't read anything, and I read the date wrong.
Are you going to have a criminal record now?
I don't know.
I hope not. Did you have to get fingerprinted and photographed and everything?
Photographed and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
So you're in the system.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the system. I had to go through booking and everything.
I'm sorry about that.
And then be up at 5 o'clock in the morning to take him to work.
That sucks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Majorly.
Anything we can do to make it better?
I don't know. Can you play a song for me?
What song?
Far Away.
Some Nickelback?
Yes, by Nickelback.
Okay. Cool. We'll try to get that up for you then.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. 539-9750 or 238-0975 for Free For All Friday. We can talk about whatever you want, so get it on in.
I was watching the movie about Fantasia from season 3 American Idol.
Is that the Lifetime movie?
Yeah. It was her life story.
Yeah.
I know, it's kind of lame, but there's nothing on.
Well, congratulations for watching that.
Yeah, thanks. It was actually pretty good.
Was it? Yeah.
But anyway, when she tried out for American Idol, she had to go through like two cuts before she got to Simon and Paul and Randy. So my question is, how do all those horrible people get through those two cuts to get on TV?
Because America's dumb. Because you don't vote. Do you vote?
No, they were just like regular people.
They went through two sets of judges.
Who did?
Yeah, two sets of judges.
The contestants in American Idol.
No. You're saying, why did the horrible ones get through?
Yeah.
For TV? Yeah. Everybody gets pre-screened at American Idol by different groups of judges.
Uh-huh.
So then they put the horrifying people all the way through. Sometimes if somebody comes up and they're awful enough, they'll take them from the first judging stand and send them all the way to Simon and everybody. Right,
don't you think
right
that's
then.
Kind of mean?
What's that?
Don't you think that's kind of mean, though? You get their hopes all up. Like, wow, you're so good, you're going straight through. And then they get, like, totally trash.
I don't know if they say you're so great, you're going straight through. I think they'll be like, well, we want you to go in front of... I don't think they say that.
Okay.
But, yeah, they have to put awful people on there. Otherwise, it's, you know, no fun.
Well, and I was going to say, because if they do that, then there definitely is going to be a serial killer come out of this.
Oh yeah, I've been all about the serial killer thing, especially this year. Someone's gonna snap. Yeah,
there were some creepy people on there.
No kidding.
That lady, like the yellow Big Bird lady, kind of frightened me a little.
Oh yeah, this year.
She's actually, like 50.
Yeah.
I was like, how on earth did she get through all that? Then.
Well, I wouldn't say she was the number one candidate to be a serial killer on that show.
No, there was a scarier guy on there than that.
There were a thousand scarier. What?
The guy who juggled.
Yeah, him.
Did you not watch it last year either?
No, I didn't.
Oh, see, you guys are missing out. Every year there's just delinquents. Usually it's dudes that are the ones that I'm worried about. It's the guys who are, I'm here to sing for American Idol. You know. That was awful. You know.
Does that go again?
I don't do repeat performances. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, no encore.